The marathon in Boston is traditionally run on Patriots Day, commemorating the first battles of the American Revolution. In recent decades, though, the day's become associated with domestic terrorism, hasn't it? The date of the Oklahoma bombing. You were the author of a report on that. Do you think that could give us a clue as to who might be behind the attack?
Well, it could be. And one of the things behind producing that report was to understand the total issue of terrorism and not look at the international nexus and ignore the domestic nexus to terrorism. And it was the Oklahoma study that said, you know, we have bad people living in the U.S. We need to be as mindful of who they are, where they are, and their capabilities, just as we are on the international front. So our goal is to protect and keep Americans safe, and we can't ignore the domestic side of terrorism at all.
So when you talk about that, what sort of groups could you be talking about?
Well, we've identified over 1,000 groups, from the Ku Klux Klan to various factions of the Aryan Nation, sons and daughters of different neo-Nazi groups. So there are a number of groups. The Southern Poverty Law Center in Montgomery has done a significant report on them. And what we have surmised here on the Democratic side of the committee is that we can't, as a nation, get distracted looking for al-Qaeda overseas when we have terrorists equally as dangerous living on our shores and in our communities.
Congressman Bernie Thompson, thank you.